He thinks his life is so important, he's prepared to kill all kinds of people in order to live. So he's thinking that he's the Lord of everything, he's in control, he's the most powerful. And actually it's not true. There is someone up there more powerful. You see, Hiranyakashipu is thinking, I can't be killed by a man, I can't be killed by an animal, I can't be killed in the day, no one can kill me. He was thinking like this, but he forgot the Krishna factor, the K factor. Krishna. Or Vishnu, he was afraid of Vishnu. Kamsa also. He was the most powerful man around. He even put his own father in prison. He made his father, forced his father to give him the crown. But he forgot that Vishnu was the... No, Krishna, he was afraid of Krishna. He knew in his previous life that he had been killed by Vishnu. He was afraid of Krishna. He was thinking that he would kill Krishna while he was still a baby, but he forgot that even God looks like a baby, he's still God. He's still all powerful, even if he looks like a baby. So in text 16, text 16, Krishna is saying, perplexed by various anxieties and bound by network of illusions, they become too strongly attached to sense enjoyment and fall down into hell. So it's the moha jala, network of illusions. And Prabhupada describes at the end of the purport that it's like fish caught in a net. So if you have a very big fish, even a whale or a shark or something very big, they can catch them in a net. When the fishermen go out, they drop these huge nets down and they catch even these very big fish. So these desires all together, threaded all together, although the rope may not be so thick, if they're in a net, they can still catch the fish. A fisherman's net, I don't know if you've ever seen one. It is quite thin, but still they catch fish with it. So our desires, each one of them may not seem so big, but all these desires together are like a big net. And we're caught in the net and we can't get out, like fish caught in the net. How can we get out? Caught in all these desires. So later on in the chapter, Krishna is going to tell us how we can get out of this net. How can we get out of this position? So this is the position of most people. Most people are thinking sense gratification will make me happy. This they have learned from the television and from the advertisement. Buy this, this will make you happy. I was in Brussels last week and there was one picture of an ice cream and it said, ice cream makes you happy. They're saying so many things. Drink this, eat this, buy this, this will make you happy. And so for years, the people in the West are seeing these advertisements saying sense gratification will make you happy. Yeah. So they try it, and there is some enjoyment there, little. So they buy some more and more and more. But deep inside, it does not give happiness, because real happiness comes from peace. How can there be happiness? How can there be any happiness without peace? If you're peaceful inside, So if there is happiness in the mode of goodness, happiness in the mode of passion, and happiness in the mode of ignorance. So happiness in the mode of passion is getting all excited about something, having adventure, having fun, doing things, exciting the senses. People are trying to get happy like this, but real happiness is by being peaceful inside. That was what I had prepared.
This is mode of goodness.
Mode of goodness, yeah. And of course, the best happiness is to put Krishna in the middle. Even if you're in the mode of goodness and you don't have Krishna, it won't really give the. You just get conditioned by the sense of happiness and come back life after life.
Could you speak more about this? How do you get to the mode of goodness?
How to get into the mode of goodness?
Happiness.
By doing actions that are in the mode of goodness.
Okay.
Eating food that's in the mode of goodness. The mode of goodness was described in 13, and there will be 14. And will be described again in chapter 17 and chapter 18. Will be described charity, action, knowledge, work, all these things in goodness will be described. So if we can get into the mode of goodness, that's a nice base for our Krishna consciousness. But the most, even if we're still in passion and ignorance, and we try and put Krishna in the middle, that will help. Most people who come to ISKCON come not in Sudasattva. Most people, when they arrive, are not in pure goodness. But still, they experience some transcendental pleasure. So real happiness, we have to put Krishna in the middle. And instead of trying to gratify my senses, gratify Krishna's senses. Give Krishna something nice to eat, let Krishna hear the nice kirtan, give him some nice clothes, decorate him nicely. Did you see Gopinath had some extra curls today? Extra curly hair?
Yeah.
So has anybody got anything to add?
So we should also use the words also of course Krishna. I have Krishna's peace in the Buddha's somewhere. Please in the Buddha's of Krishna. It is actually pleasing, very much pleasing to Krishna.
Yes, pleasing Krishna's devotees is pleasing to Krishna. Serving the devotees?
Serving them.
By serving the devotees, we will become happy.
But,
by taking part in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, propagating the holy name all over the world, in every town and village. Any more contributions? Sorry?
And 16,
12. Today we read 16, 13 to 16.
Oh,
it was what the demoniac person was thinking and what the result was. So what he's thinking, that life, the goal of life is sense gratification, and he's thinking I'll be happy if I get more and more. But the result is that he gets entangled in a network of desires and he falls down into hell. We're all like these fish caught in a net, but there is a way out. If we don't make our sense gratification the goal of life, if we make Krishna's sense gratification the goal of life, put Krishna in the middle, this is the real happiness. If we're just concerned with our sense gratification happiness, this won't make us happy, this will make us anxious, we'll get anxiety and stress. Of course, we can get anxiety and stress for Krishna, but that's different.
You read through the whole thing till up until 16?
Yeah.
16 also?
16, yeah, because 15 doesn't have a purport. 13 to 15 has no purport.
Oh, I see.
So I'll stop here then, and we can have some kidney.
Well, I mean, my question is that,
what happens if
you don't do that, what you just said?
If you just stay in the net?
Kind of a standard answer, we know that, but it seems very difficult to do what you just said.
Have some sense gratification, but put Krishna in there, add Krishna. If you want to taste something nice, at least taste Krishna Prashanam. At least offer it to Krishna first. If you want to have a nice dance, come to the kirtan. Go on a harinam. If you want to travel the world, go on pariyatra. You can have some sense gratification, but dovetailed in Krishna service. We get sense gratification. We have nice prasadam. It's tasty, but it's not our goal just to satisfy the senses. We have a higher goal, higher taste.
I appreciate your answer. You brought it down a few notches, but I still don't think it's very realistic. If you see the amount of people that left this country, I don't think it's a very realistic answer.
It's not a realistic answer because people left this country?
Yeah, because you're saying, you're making it sound like it's very easy. Like, you know, this is the answer, there's no problem. But, you know, in practical, we see that for many people, it seems to be too difficult. Prabhupada says that.
What's too difficult?
What you just said, this wonderful program that you just described to us.
Oh, putting Krishna in the center?
You don't seem to be able to follow this.
Yes, but the people who left ISKCON who didn't put Krishna in the center.
People who left ISKCON talking about myself.
So,
I'm not able to fully follow that program somehow. So then, in what category am I?
If you do even 1%, that's also always in your gain. Anything you do for Krishna is in your eternal gain. Even if somebody joined ISKCON and then later left, still they will not. They will benefit from that. We don't have a recipe for being an instant saint. It takes little time.
Right. Can I say something about this? Because his question is very... I would say it should be common. Everyone should be thinking of what he said. And because I think it's a matter... You know this Niyamagaha? Like personally, I do so many things, you know. That we really without understanding the essence of what we're doing, right? But the way you say was very nice because we have to understand really that Krishna is a person and all our activities we're supposed to do them understanding we're doing these things because of for Krishna's pleasure, but in order to get this meaning really deep into our heart, this is the key, I think. You know?
We're
because he's asking, and actually, people live his tone, and I also struggle like anything. I mean, we were talking yesterday. And it is because actually, we do all these things, and we bow down, we offer the food, but we offer the food, but we don't offer the food. You know,
we are practicing.
In a sense that we may do it externally, but really in the heart, we don't put the heart and the understanding enough. You know what I mean? Like you said, I think the way you said it, it looks like you are having this understanding more than definitely. So this is the key, I think.
Takes a little practice.
I can think like this now because, you know, all your guru puja here, we're chanting, but we are not really with focus. And
by taking prasadam and by chanting, then we will be coming pure.
Really are there, yeah, but we may leave because of this, you know. Like, everything, so we did so many times, you know, focus, focus, and, but still, it is a gap, and we, sometimes we don't know. Perform to the highest that we could, because we are not really understanding. We don't have the vigya enough, you know. What I mean? You know what I mean? Like it's not really like we're not thinking about Krishna. We're just doing the thing about depth.
But this is probably not our first time. We just keep on trying.
Of course.
Now we're in ISKCON again. Previous life we may have been in this country.
We may also stop trying. Sometimes we stop trying because of...
Yes, but maybe sometime there will be a gap that you stop trying, but then you can come back?
Yeah.
You mean it's not constant, it's a bumpy road?
Yeah. Well, my question was also that when I read these verses, I think like, oh, I think like...
Yeah, but of course that's what they're describing, our demoniac mentality.
Yeah, because that was a little bit... Maybe I should have been more straightforward, because we have a tendency when we read these verses to think that it's outside of the movement.
No, we were thinking
outside of myself.
We were thinking of Kamsa, Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, because they're the like the personification of it. But it's in everybody or most people.
I mean, if you think about it, it's very normal to gratify the senses because there's nothing else to gratify, or other people's senses. But to think about Krishna is kind of, it's like out of the box.
Yes, but there is a difference. If there is a tray of Mahaprasadam here, everyone's thinking, wow, great, yes. Ooh. But if there's the prasadam, if the bhog is on the tray, no one is going to eat it before it's offered. If it's in the little bowls on that silver tray or golden colored tray, even though it's the same chemical, you know, food, people won't take it before it's offered. You see, that's a proof that you have a higher taste. You wait till it's in the little grey tray, then you go and fight over it. You have a higher taste. It's like supposing you have a plant and it's growing, but you can't see the results immediately. First of all, it's growing under the ground. Then, after some time, it comes above the ground. But still it's growing, but you can't see it immediately. You can be sure if you do all the things that Prabhupada said, that you are making advancement. If you compare yourself now to, say, 3 years ago, or 5 years ago, or 10 years ago, most people will notice some change. Are you a nicer person than you were 20 years ago? I asked one Maharaj, how can I make advancement in spiritual life? And he said, you keep on doing what you're doing, but keep on doing it. It's like if you have a road, a motorway, the A1, if you stay on that road, you'll get to where the signpost is saying it's going to take you. If you're on the main road to Amsterdam, if you just stay on the road, you'll reach Amsterdam. So we're on the path, it's called the BTG, we stay on this road, we'll get back to where Krishna says it's going to take us.
Yeah.
Just don't turn off. I mean, you may be going in the slow lane for some time, or in the middle lane or fast lane, stay on the road. You'll get to the destination. It's guaranteed. Krishna guaranteed it. You want to hear the promise? Okay, this is Krishna's promise. This is what he says. 1865. Krishna says, I promise. Always think of me, become my devotee, worship me, and offer your homage unto me. Thus you will come to me without fail. I promise you. I promise you this because you are my very dear friend. It's promise. Krishna's promising.
Which number?
1865.
So these people fell down. All these people were fast.
Which people?
Prabhupada had so many thousands of disciples. And was 77 and was far up at 10th, 78, okay, still 29, 85. A few years later, so most of
it's never lost. If someone falls down, it's not lost. What he's done is in his eternal bank account.
Yes. But why?
He can come back in this life or he can come back in the next life.
Okay, but why did they disappear? What happened?
They're just temporarily out of vision, like a sun behind the cloud.
Yeah.
They'll come back, either this life or the next. So let's have some kirtan. The kirtanis have arrived. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Bhagavad Gita ki jai.